This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. recorded over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, the largest single-day total since the pandemic began 6 months ago. In Texas, the Republican Governor Greg Abbott is taking a new step to try to control the spread of the virus there. He's requiring face masks in all counties that have more than 20 coronavirus cases, although he says people won't actually be jailed for noncompliance, but there will be penalties.
The first violation of the standard is just a warning. Subsequent violations are subject to a penalty not to exceed $250.
Several thousand people expected to join President Trump in South Dakota today for a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The president had to push to override a ban on fireworks there. They'd been prohibited because of wildfire concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
China says it will be taking all necessary countermeasures if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. Yesterday's warning is coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump. NIH Director Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying the coronavirus might have mutated in a way that's helping it spread more easily. The nation's top infectious disease expert saying yesterday that researchers are working to confirm that possible mutation and what it means. Investigators at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico reported on the possible mutation yesterday, and virus specialists at Scripps Research in Florida wrote about it last month. Fauci says there's no indication the mutation makes infection any worse, but they need to look into it. Find out more about us at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy 4th of July weekend, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, make this, a real special Independence Day. I mean, this is a time, I understand, look at our freedoms, the whole idea of a free America is under attack right now. As Bill Federer had pointed out, in essence, if you read about the fifth column, you can see that there's nothing new under the sun. This is something that's been perpetrated through the ages about creating dissatisfaction and discontent amongst a select group of people in order to upend the status quo. And this is all what's happening. And don't think that this COVID-19, what we're dealing with, is not part and parcel of that whole plan. Dr. Dean Hart joins us now, an expert in microbiology and published author on the transmission of viruses and diseases, and we appreciate Dr. Hart being with us here to bring us up to date and to separate the political from the reality and the truth of the matter. Dr. Dean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be with you. Yeah, the politics goes one way, and their mission, be they Democrat or Republican, they're thinking really how to get reelected. First and foremost, I've seen the politicians, the scientists, they have, some of them are politicians too, unfortunately, but the science is pretty much in. If you look at Sweden, they tried to develop the herd mentality for the virus, and then with the society would be immune. That didn't happen in Sweden because probably the chromosome 3 has a genetic locus here, and then they have blood type O negative there, and there's all this science. It's in when you compare everything, but the politicians are listened to. The political...
Well, let's set aside the politics for a moment. You're a scientist. You know what's going on. What is the right prescription? Because right now people are confused.
Well, clearly, if you want to slow the disease down in an area, you wear a mask. And you do certain things like to get increased air circulation, extra sanitizers everywhere for people. If you want to slow it down, we can. Scientifically, we cannot beat it. It's science goes in the sense that if you expect a safe, proven vaccine, that's not happening scientifically. I mean, I could win the lottery and you could get a vaccine or a cure. AIDS, HIV, 30 years from now. But what we're seeing is it's flourishing in the cold countries. It's not flourishing in the hottest parts of that country. What happened to it going away in the summer?
Exactly.
It flourishes in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Why is it flourishing in the summer?
Because I don't think it's seasonal related. No data supports the seasonality of the COVID. It just wipes into
right.
And Europeans may do it, may not, I can't tell. But the lockdown and masks everywhere just to go food shopping, that will get knock it down very low. But then you're still going to get it because everybody's going to go out eventually. COVID's not going away till it gets everybody in the community. It's called herd immunity. Mm-hmm. It's the only – nature wins. This is natural. Science can watch nature, mm-hmm. but science cannot change nature.
Exactly.
It's just wiping in like a tidal wave across mm-hmm. one end of the country to the other. And it started at the two ends, and it worked into the center. Hot. All the theories, all the things we've been told. Now, we've got to learn to live with COVID virus, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't going away. We're going to be, for the years to come, just like any other flu strain we've been dealing with is what you're telling us.
Oh, no, it's not seasonal. Like I said, it's not a seasonal event. What you've got going on here is it's going to come, it's going to burn itself out, and you'll get a herd immunity. Will that take a week, a month, or a year? We didn't want herd immunity. Sweden did. Mm. It's all about getting antibodies to this thing, so this thing burns itself out in an area, and there's nobody left to get sick. Then the COVID goes away. Does it return seasonally? I haven't seen the seasonable variability.
We're still too early, right?
Well, it doesn't exist so far. Hot
right.
places get it and cold places don't. And then cold places do and hot places don't. That's not science.
Yes.
We know some facts.
Right.
It's pernicious. It's contagious. It's ubiquitous in nature just about in this country. And it kills people over 65 and 75. 80 is a beautiful age. I've seen it with my friends and people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to.
So we're still talking about a 1% mortality rate?
Well, only if you define the age. If you define the age higher for an 85-year-old, lower for a 65-year-old. The politics and CDC saying to us something about, well, it's comorbidities. Of course it is. When you get older, your body heads to senescence at 40 years old.
Right.
So as your body gets older, you basically are more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, so herd immunity. When do we get to that point? What does it take? What kind of percentage of Americans, let's keep it here domestically, have to be affected by coronavirus to whatever degree that we arrive at that critical point of herd immunity?
Great question. And I went back for another degree. I have like five or six of them. I'm going for another one in bioethics. And I study bioethics and public health is involved too, and so is social working. So these three are my bioethics masters, and I'm almost done. So what is herd immunity? A scientist, the public health scientist, studies this stuff for 50 years. So he'll say, or she'll say, it's roughly about two-thirds of the population have to get immunity by antibodies or exposure to it. Something in your immune system. Maybe it's not antibody. Maybe it's your plasma cells. Maybe it's your T and your B lymphocytic lymphocytes. We need herd immunity about two-thirds of the people, and then the COVID virus, nature is finished.
Mm-hmm.
It could come back. As time goes on, we'll get a vaccine. I wouldn't worry about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live through the moment because we're talking about a lot of vulnerable people potentially dying if we don't protect them.
You say live through the moment. What are we talking? Another year yet or longer to get through this moment to where we get to, you know, that 66% roughly?
Your eyes are the same as mine. We don't. Scientists use data. The data develops tomorrow to answer that question for today.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like it's popping out all over our country, a basic thing that's not related to the season. It's just related to your genetic makeup, what you do, what you're exposed to, but very contagious compared to everything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Maybe the measles is more contagious. As virologists like I will debate, maybe a measles is more contagious, maybe this one is. But people die in more quantities and get it more.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Dean Hart on the other side. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Not have seen it yet, but we need to see it sooner than later. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and we're with Dr. Dean Hart, expert in microbiology, a published author on the transmission of viruses and diseases. Dr. Dean, let me ask you this. Because of the lockdown, did we delay the herd immunity effect to such a degree Is this what's causing the spike, the summer spike that we're going through, or is it just Mother Nature being Mother Nature saying, you're not the boss of me?
Well, we know scientifically a few things. We're not ignorant. Masks will catch COVID virus. So, and when you chant and sing and poor ventilation, that is a perfect breeding ground. So as scientists, we do observe the obvious. The obvious is it's highly contagious. So science says you can slow it down, but you can't avoid. Mother Nature will win at the end of the day.
So, again, relevant to our initial response to this and shutting things down, some could make the argument that because we locked down, we basically delayed the inevitable. As you say, Mother Nature is going to run its course and do what it must do and hit that 66% number. No matter what we do, we just have to kind of be smart and exercise some things, you know, prudent hygiene, you know, the hand washing, wearing the mask. And we have people on both sides about the mask. And, you know, it's interesting. I see some government officials on TV that supposedly know better, and they're mishandling the mask. They're touching the front of the mask and things like that. So it's like...
What about rubbing their eyes?
Yes, exactly. I mean, all that you know, they're telling us not to do, but it's human nature. I mean, the very thing, you know, we're not supposed to do, we do, and we catch ourselves. I catch myself doing this as well. And, you know, I just, you know, go, oh, man.
Catch yourself doing it. How one out of 10 times you catch yourself. The other 9 was subconscious, and you didn't even realize you scratched your face and
exactly.
Rubbed your nose. And there's all these things that's part of humanity. See, the bioethics is really how to protect the elderly and how to keep the hospitals from getting overwhelmed. My belief on treatise of government mandates, I'm in the medical system, I'm a doctor. We know we've got to have rooms for the population. That's our treatise of government. That's why I pay taxes. Give me a hospital bed if I get sick. That's one of, you know, police, firemen are good too. I don't want to live without government. They mess it all up, but they're just because somebody's got to mess it all up, and they don't have the training. So they took guesses in the beginning that flared this thing up big time. Mm-hmm. Our Governor Cuomo, he did some good ideas and some bad ideas. At first, there was a lot of fear in the air. What you got to do is never overwhelm the hospital system. That's an absolute mandatory part of government has to control it at that level. But on the other hand, if it's an autonomous and a more state decision, if you don't have a high rate. Now, I think Texas and Florida went so high as they're going to mandate almost everybody wears a mask.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's good governing. Now you debate till the cows come home, should you have done it a week ago or waited a week more? See, that's politics, bioethics.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to say. The bioethics comes in where you just want to tell the politicians, like Maisie Hirono on another topic just said, hey, just shut up. You know, don't say anything because you're doing more damage than good with your opinions and getting in the way of this, you know. And unfortunately, you know, we're at a political season heading into an election year, as we know. We're 4 months away from an election, and the heat is on, and so you've got all this, you know, crazy political expression and opinionating that's happening out there that's just adding to the fear, and it's confusing people. You know, should I wear a mask? Should I not wear a mask? Should I go out? Should I not go out? You know, all these things, and people can find an argument and a support of their argument anywhere on the radio dial or television set.
And then if you have the immunoglobulin, you have the antibody within you, do you need a mask or you don't need a mask? Now,
right.
Good luck for the average citizen figuring out if they got to correct the antibody test, but theoretically that's a vaccination-like effect for some period of time, and don't ask me if we're talking weeks or years. How long does herd immunity last? I chicken pox, so it's a lifetime. But the thing is, we want to protect the vulnerable. The most important thing between having a hospital bed and the treatise of government for a beautiful time in our lives, and if I ever make it to got to protect the vulnerable. That's part of the duty of the government, too. You work a lifetime. You deserve some protection. So then there comes in masks. It scientifically works. It's a pain in the act in the butt. And
yes.
Everybody hates the idea of wearing a mask. Nobody likes it. If you ask anybody, you'd rather be like the old days without a mask.
Well, you know, again, we've got to do everything we can to mitigate this, but part of the confusion that comes in is some people saying, you know, masks don't work, they're not as effective, and, you know, if you happen, I mean, you're breathing, you know, you're breathing in your own air that you're supposed to be expelling, you know, what does that do? And some people are complaining that they're getting dizzy, you know, because they're hyperventilating inside of their mask.
I can't even see sometimes. It fogs up my glasses and I'm driving a car.
Like, dangerous, yes.
It's about the thing is that's dwarfed by the effect of a mask keeping and minimizing the people who are hospitalized. So masks will be absolutely beneficial to an 85-year-old when you go visit them from place to place, because asymptomatic 4-year-olds that care for the 85-year-old sometimes, they can't have the freedom because they're attached to the 85-year-old, and where does autonomy and freedom come? It's a very great big dilemma, but we do know the ends of the spectrum. Basically, if the vaccine's very unlikely, and just because it comes out, it could be dangerous. I don't know. It takes much longer to prove safety. Efficacy is kind of easy.
Yeah, this is one of the challenges when we're on fast tracking like this, is that we're running greater risk because we're outside of the normal models that we've been developing over the years that you know better than I do. I mean, you know, some of these models, I mean, there's a reason why it takes, you know, 5 to 8 years for a vaccine to come into the marketplace. It's because of all these safety measures that are employed. Let me ask you this. This is breaking news. It's been coming up in the last day or so about these kids in Tuscaloosa that are having COVID parties. Did you hear about this?
In the old days, they used to have chicken pox parties.
I remember that, and measles parties. Yeah, exactly. Same thing. So these kids, nothing new under the sun, but they figure, you know, of course, these are college kids in Alabama that put money in
it. Makes sense. If they're going to be on campus, all get COVID at the same time, the rate of death will be very low. They don't go home to the grandma and grandpa, who the death rate will be very high. This sort of makes a weird sense, because now they aren't going to have COVID 4 months later than when they return home from school. There's something to be said for kids going to school, getting the COVID, but sleepaway camps, they closed it. It's illogical. It's a very complicated thing. You only know the answer when it's too late.
Isn't that true? And, of course, what happens then, so what do you do with the teachers? You just have a bunch of robots come in, because teachers are a little bit older, the professors a little bit older, they're going to be more vulnerable than these, you know, these hyper-excited 19, 20-year-olds.
Well, now you're bioethics again. Does the 85-year-old want to destroy their 15-year-old great-grandchild by locking them in and keeping them safe and healthy? I do not believe so. I think the 85-year-old, when I'm even to my age, I'd risk death by COVID. My kids got to live. This is not teaching. This is not socialization. Without socialization, as my I take classes.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Dr. Dean. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for the input.
Hey, great to talk to you.
You got it. Dr. Dean Hart.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113.
That's 800-470-7113.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. recorded over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, the largest single-day total since the pandemic began 6 months ago. In Texas, the Republican Governor Greg Abbott is taking a new step to try to control the spread of the virus there. He's requiring face masks in all counties that have more than 20 coronavirus cases, although he says people won't actually be jailed for noncompliance, but there will be penalties.
The first violation of the standard is just a warning. Subsequent violations are subject to a penalty not to exceed $250.
Several thousand people expected to join President Trump in South Dakota today for a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The president had to push to override a ban on fireworks there. They'd been prohibited because of wildfire concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I love the fireworks, don't you? Well, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day and sharing in the celebration, and hopefully you're spending some time together as a family. Again, one of my highlights, and I highly recommend it, this is an idea I picked up from Charles Krautheimer years ago, and that is that we should read the U.S. Constitution on days like the Independence Day, the Independence Weekend. What he used to do as a tradition, and I'll bring Brett Magnuson on with us right now. He's the author of the book Roger Up. Great, exciting book, perfect for this time of year. Brent, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, I was just sharing with the audience that I always appreciated what the late Charles Krautheimer would do around holidays like 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. He would sit around the backyard, you know, with a family barbecue and friends over, Juan Williams, all the gang, and they would, you know, go around circle and just read the U.S. Constitution. Every time I read the Constitution, I am so inspired and grateful for my dad, who was a World War II veteran, and all the other veterans in the history of our great country who have fought for freedom. Many have paid the ultimate price throughout our rich history. Again, not claiming any perfection, but man, I'll tell you, when you think about this country and why so many other countries are fearful of it and offended by it, it's because we have put the charge of freedom in the very hands of we the people, and this is something that is antithetical to the governments of the world.
Wow, that's pretty well said. Yeah, it's an amazing weekend coming up, and with everything else going on in the country with, you know, political unrest, racial divide, coronavirus, it's a difficult time to do what you suggested. To me, that sounds like a fantastic night. Sit around the fire on the 4th of July and talk about the Constitution, not only as a veteran, but as a Freemason, which many of our founding fathers were. I have a significant love for this country. I'm a big fan of George Washington, both as a general, both as a soldier, as a Freemason, and of course, as our first president, which, by the way, he was a reluctant first president. That's how humble this guy was. And he wasn't perfect. But, you know, when I turn on the news, which I rarely do, and I hear about a George Washington statue being torn down and an American flag, that American flag that I deployed and fought for, and that American flag that friends of mine fought and died for, I have a real issue with that, and it's a frustrating time, and I couldn't agree more. Right now, knowing more about our history is really important.
Well, I've always been challenged, even at sporting events, when you watch the individuals on the field of play getting ready, moving around, people around you can't even, you know, sit still and or stand still and respect the national anthem. You know, I'm of the mindset, Brent, if they cannot respect the national anthem and the flag, why share it with them? I mean, there's nothing constitutionally that says that every game must begin. I mean, the reason the NFL did this and other sports teams is because they were being paid with the people's money because it was an advertisement. And, of course, after 9/11 and patriotic periods and times of our country, you know, it was surfs up. It was the thing to do. And suddenly now, you know, everything's wrong about the red, white, and blue. I'm saying, look, if it's that much of a problem for you and you need to, do something that is disturbing to those of us who have defended the flag, I said, well, you know, don't bother. I would not have a color guard go and attend a place where it's not going to be respected. They don't deserve it. I mean, they're already getting, you know, their fair share, I guess, of, you know, the freedoms that we fought for. And so why should we continue to placate and ameliorate, you know, their fantasy? Because what do they have to offer? I mean, are they offering a freer America? No, what they are riding in the street over is the abolishment of the abolishment, I should say, not I'm making up words here, I sound like an attorney, but abolishing, you know, everything that our country has stood for so that they can bring in socialism. I mean, that's the bottom line. But I want to get on your book, because your book, Roger Up, is so timely, Brent, because, you know, we need to know. I mean, you know, as others have said, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And right now, America is in a domestic cultural war that is happening inside of its cities right now. And so what are we going to do about it? If we don't have a battle plan, the 98% is going to be overwhelmed by the 2%, as Mike Flynn says.
100%. And you hit the nail on the head with having a battle plan. And that is essentially what this book does, is it lays out a framework, a structure, for you to say, okay, I'm going to take this, this, and this, I'm going to make it my own, and I'm going to use these skills, these tools, these weapons to attack the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I relate skills to weapons. If you're able to cook, that's a weapon. If you're able to, you know, communicate really well, if you speak multiple languages, if you're good with money, if you're cool under pressure, these are all skills. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're weapons. And right now, you know, with how crazy things are in this country, it really is, depending on where you live. I'm 20 minutes outside of Chicago. It's wow. Literally a battlefield out there.
Right.
And, you know, I know the old saying, every vote counts. Well, you know, if my vote goes to the right and I'm in Chicago, it really isn't going to put Trump back in the White House for 4 years. So I can't really control who's in the White House. I can't control the racial divide in this country. I can't control when or where coronavirus is going to spike next. What I can control is exactly what I do from the second I wake up to the second I go to bed. I can control my standards. I can control the decisions I make, and I can control who I choose to be around and what content I choose to read and listen to. And I think if more people focus on sharpening their sword, more focus on adding tools to your tool belt and becoming a better version of you, when you can't control all this other nonsense, you can control what you do. And if you put this time in right now, where a lot of us are still at home, working from home, and 6 months from now, you rise like a phoenix and you say, wow, that older version of me was pretty good, but this new version of me and these new tools I've acquired, I'm unstoppable.
Exactly. And this is a process. I mean, it first begins with an assessment, right? I mean, which is all part of, it can all be wrapped within the, under the umbrella of self-responsibility. That's the first thing, is a profession of faith and accountability to say, as much as it would count on me, this is what my day is going to look like, right?
Absolutely. And it's you know, it's taking a really hard look in the mirror, something I've had to do many times. It's taking a hard look in the mirror and saying, okay, it sucks to talk about it, but here's where I'm weak. You know, I'm overweight. And I have been ballooning up and down like a roller coaster. I'll be fit for a few weeks, and then I'll be fat for a few weeks. Here's what I need to do. I need to put all of my energy into hammering down this issue and making it better for myself, my family, my friends, my longevity, or whatever the issue is. I think it's just a matter of focusing in and getting obsessed with getting better. Because right now the media is doing an amazing job of scaring everyone, especially the vast majority of the media I see that comes to CNN and MSNBC. They're doing an amazing job of scaring people, and these people are adopting this victim mindset, and it's allowing them not to focus on themselves, not to get better, but just to be scared sheep. And the problem is that wolf is out there, and that wolf is just waiting to absolutely terrorize and kill the sheep. And, you know, if we're talking about a populace, roughly 80% of our population are sheep. The other 10% are wolves, and the other 10% are those special sheepdogs. And
exactly.
In the real animal world, one sheepdog can protect an entire flock or herd of sheep. And we need more sheepdogs right now.
Well, we have to watch and be careful in terms of the battle that is raging right now. And, you know, the victims, the casualties on the battlefield, especially when you don't have to be a casualty, then you become a liability. We've got more from Brett Magnuson after this. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat preserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Brent Magnuson. His new book, Roger Up, The Mission Ready Blueprint to Crush the Morning, Own the Day, and Become the Best Version of You. Brent, in the first segment, you referred on a couple of occasions that you're a Freemason. We know that roughly a third of our presidents, including George Washington, as you mentioned, were Freemasons. Just for the sake of conversation and understanding, because I don't want anybody, you know, they may have heard about Freemasons in the past, may have a casual understanding. Real quick, give a summary of what Freemasonry is all about.
Yeah, so in short, Freemasonry is it's referred to as an ancient brotherhood, a fraternity, and we believe in just becoming better men. One of our sayings is we make good men better. Mm. And it dates back several hundred years. And many of our founding fathers, like, you know, Ben Franklin and George Washington, many others were Freemasons. And it's just a brotherhood of like-minded people that get together. We're not taking over the world. We don't control the New World Order or anything you might have seen in a Nicolas Cage movie. At the end of the day, we get together a couple times a month and, It's our time to just, you know, focus on being better people. And I've met some of the best people I've met in Freemasonry. You know, the reason I became a Freemason is ever since I got out of the Army, I was constantly chasing this like a dog chasing his tail, trying to find that camaraderie and that brotherhood that I had in the Army. And I haven't found it yet, but the two things I've found that have got me closest to that are when I started training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which I've been doing for about a decade now, being around all those guys and training, and then Freemasonry as well. It's a great group of guys. There's a lot of veterans in Freemasonry as well, which is a double bonus for me.
Mm-hmm. All with the goal of being the better version of yourself. So a lot of what you have developed and learned through experience, it's in your book, Roger Up, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, something the book's been out for exactly a month now, and I've been getting tons and tons of feedback. And one of the things that I've been hearing a lot is that people like, and there's a lot of stuff in the book that's exciting, and, but there's a chapter called Readers Are Leaders. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think that would be that popular of a chapter because, quite honestly, not a lot of people like reading. Mm-hmm. You know, 86% of our country reads less than one book a year. Right. And most people that buy a book, they don't get past the first and second chapter. And but I'm a big quotes guy. In the beginning of each chapter, there's a quote. And at the beginning of that chapter is a quote by a mentor of mine, Jim Rohn. And he says, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. And I buy into that as much as I buy into capitalism. I believe it is absolutely true. And mm-hmm. I start out that chapter by saying the person you become 3 years from now will be because of two things, the people you meet and the books you read. And I really believe that. And I think right now is a great time to really think about who you're surrounding yourself with and what you're taking in as far as content, what you're reading, who you're listening to, who you're surrounding yourself with. It's so important.
Exactly. And, of course, some of those have had to be modified in terms of your environment, the people that you're around because of COVID. And maybe some people are already realizing a benefit of that and saying, wow, why has my attitude changed? Well, maybe some of the people that they were hanging around were toxic. And even one, I had to laugh because one gal sent me an email. She goes, oh, Bill, the other day I looked over and I saw this strange person sitting on my couch and I realized, oh, my God, it's my husband. You know, so you've got new discoveries of people in your life. Maybe it's a good thing, maybe not a bad thing, but the idea certainly, the environment, the people that we surround ourselves with, we have downtime. Hopefully people are not, washing their brains with nonstop, television amusement, but that they are finding themselves and making time to read a book, as you said, because, and I've heard that figure before, that so few actually read a book and in a given year, and that's unfortunate. Because, hey, look at, the rest of the world is growing. And if you're not, you're not keeping pace and you're falling behind because of all the new developments, the new technology that's happening, just to start off with, right?
Absolutely. And, if you think about it in running terms, it's one of the analogies I give in the book. When I was back in the service, we would run every morning. And I ran in the fast group. I'm a taller, skinnier guy, little skinnier back then. And I loved running. I was like a gazelle. And that fast group, if you didn't get a good night's sleep, if you went out drinking the night before, it was going to be a tough run. And there's a really awesome saying that I hope people can take away from this, and that it's so much easier to keep up than catch up.
Yes.
And once you start falling behind, as much as it sucks keeping up at the front of the pack with all those thoroughbreds running 3 miles in under 20 minutes, that's a relentless pace. But if you stay up front and you fight and fight and fight to stay up front, it's so much easier than looking a half a mile ahead and seeing
exactly
because you're,
right.
you're not going to catch up. And it's the same thing with your personal development. If your competition, whatever you do for a living, if you're an accountant, if you're an attorney, if you're a garbage man, whatever, if your competition, if the people you're competing with are doing more than you, if they're getting up earlier, if they're having a more effective morning routine, if they're setting and writing down their goals, if they're reading books that are making them smarter, they're getting ahead of you.
Exactly.
And, after a while, it gets really evident, and it's super important to stay at the front of the pack.
Well, we're talking with Brent Magnuson in his new book, Roger Up, The Mission Ready Blueprint to Crush the Morning, Own the Day, and Become the Best Version of You. Brent, explain, we touched a little bit on it, and of course, the best way that people are going to know for themselves is to get their hands on the book and actually read it. And if you haven't read a book so far this year, this would be a great book, especially in light of all that we're dealing with. It's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to come out of this crisis? Actually, I say two pandemics. I mean, we've got civil unrest happening in our country. It's become a pandemic. It's gone overseas. We've got, of course, the COVID pandemic. What are we going to do? Are we going to come out of this ready to take on the day and really explode and jump to the start? Because I think that's what America is ready for. I mean, we were held back for many years under the previous administration. People were not working. They were not being productive. And as soon as the regulation, the boot of Regulation Nation got off the throats of Americans, they went back to work in record numbers. And I think they're chomping at the bit once again. But take advantage of this downtime, to rest up and to advance yourself and prepare yourself for the next chapter of life that's going to be coming at us at full speed here pretty soon, right?
Absolutely. And Bill, I appreciate you helping promote the book. And I couldn't agree, and I say this humbly. I mean, right now the ebook is only $6.69. I mean, that's less than a $7 sandwich. And I don't guarantee much, but the return on the investment is going to be so fantastic for you. And there's never been a more important time to work on yourself. There's a great foreword written by a good friend of mine, Jason Redmond.
Yes.
Retired SEAL, 20 years in the SEAL team, got shot in the face, shot in the arm. I mean, this guy, I mean, literally over 40 surgeries. So he really opens up the book in a super positive way. It gives you a little peek behind the curtain of what they're doing and how they're operating at the tip of the spear in the SEAL teams, and some other lessons throughout the book. But it's a quick read. There's some great stories in there. And unlike a lot of personal development books that are filled with fluff, I do not hold back, and I share as much as I share my successes, I certainly share my failures. And it's a great tool to learn from. Don't make the same mistakes I did and other people did. And, I think it's a great read.
Brent, I'm a Pareto principle guy that 20% yields 80%. Give us two or three nuggets, just a little preview of the Mission Ready Blueprint that is going to be, a transactional experience. We're immediately going to realize the difference and then jump into the rest of the program. What would those be?
Yeah, I'm a big Pareto guy, too. I love the 80-20 rule. It's applicable in the vast majority of things we encounter in life. And I think the three biggest takeaways from the book, if I had to say, the three things that anyone took away from the book would be the 0530 blueprint. What you do the first 30 minutes of the day is so important. It sets the tone for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the people you encounter. The number two thing would be probably circle of influence. I really, really dive deep and break down the psychology behind who we hang around with, why we keep certain people around, even though they're super negative and the proverbial crabs in the bucket. And there's a lot of other great stuff in the book, too, but I think there's another section that I talk about mentors. Mm-hmm. It's called In Search of Yoda. I'm a big Star Wars
fan. Yeah, right. Me too.
And, everyone needs a Yoda. Everyone needs an Obi-Wan. And, the mentor idea kind of gets, the waters get a little muddied because you don't want to put anyone on a pedestal. You don't want to surrender yourself to someone that's telling you everything to do. But my whole idea on that is just surround yourself with people that have what you want. If you want to be a millionaire, surround yourself with billionaires. If you want to be an amazing attorney, start hanging out with amazing attorneys. I mean, it's just be around people that have what you want and be around people that have the happiness, the wealth, the relationships that you want. And if you start doing that and start elevating your circle of influence, your life is going to change so fast it'll frighten you.
Brent, is there a website they should check out?
Right now the book's on sale on Amazon. So you can get the paperback and the ebook. And right now the ebook's discounted to $6.69. It's a great price for that. And then my website is brentmagnuson.net.
And we're going to link it on our website, too, at billmartinezlive.com. Brent Magnuson, congratulations on the book. It is a blessing. Roger up. The Mission Ready Blueprint to crush the morning, own the day, and become the best version of you. Who wouldn't want that? Brent, thank you very much. Happy 4th of July weekend, buddy.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
You've been hearing